I'm back. Road Rants for our Black and White Network. Well, I saw this and was like, wait a minute, is this a mistake? Or did some of you guys get hit in the head when Dave Chappelle was on the show and you got a little common sense knocked into you? I kind of doubt it, but it is not every day that you see left stream supported, Biden loving, Democrat loving Saturday Night Live take a shot. And I do mean kind of a malicious little shot, a shot that you would expect from me, frankly, a shot that you would expect from me. They take a shot at Joe Biden as being brain damaged. During their weekend update skit, they literally say Joe Biden's got CTE. Now, when you look at some of the results from the midterms, you got to feel like a lot of Democratic voters must suffer from CTE, right? I mean, there's just no other way to explain the dumpster fire this country has become, and so many people went into a voting booth and voted Democrat? Are you insane? You've got to be. So, let's take a look at this. And we've actually got a little clip of it, too. But it seems Joe Biden might be in a bit of trouble. You know, they're losing Twitter. I mean, I'm talking about the Democrats. They won't have the influence of Twitter. But now they're kind of starting to get cracks in the armor of shows like Saturday Night Live that is notoriously propped up Democrats like crusty old Joe Biden. And, of course, middle-fingered people like Trump and Ron DeSantis. Now, I don't see a show like that ever praising a conservative. But it is unusual when they take a shot at Democrats in a blind squirrel finds a nut kind of scenario. This is the Daily Wire. NBC's Saturday Night Live mocked President Joe Biden over the weekend as being brain damaged. Weekend Update host Michael Che made the joke after talking briefly about how the White House has tried to deal with the pending railway strike by signing a bill into law that makes a rail strike illegal. Quote, President Biden just signed a measure that could force railway workers to accept a deal that averts a strike but does not include paid sick leave. Let's take a little look at this. Let's just listen.
Biden signed a measure that would force railway workers to accept a deal that averts a strike but does not include paid sick leave. But how do you expect Biden to care about sick leave when he shows up to work every day with full-blown CTE?
I mean, look, it's a good joke. It is. I mean, we watch him. He gets on stage. He's trying to shake hands with people that's not there. He's got his little cue card, and even with his cue card, he's confused. We've seen the numerous gaffes, misspeakings, calling his wife the president, calling Kamala Harris the president, and yet there's somehow, some way, some people still want to vote for this guy. I mean, who knows? Now, look, most of us know what CTE is because, you know, it's a condition that athletes suffer, that they've discovered mainly in football players like Junior Seau, who committed suicide. And I don't know if they found it in Aaron Hernandez. I can't remember. It's a serious brain degeneration disorder that experts believe is likely caused by repeated head traumas. Although much is still unknown about the position, the Mayo Clinic reports the diagnosis can not even be made while the person is alive, except in rare individuals with high-risk exposures. Symptoms of CTE include memory loss, cognitive impairment, executive functioning impairment, risky and aggressive behavior, mood issues, and motor impairments. Now, look, with some of his speeches where he's gotten pretty ill towards the American public, especially MAGA Republicans, maybe he does have a little CTE. Now, I think it's far more likely, as myself and John Matrix talked about prior to him even getting elected, as I use that term loosely, allegedly getting elected. We talked about the fact that, in our opinion, he suffers from early onset dementia or something like that, things that happen as your brain and motor functions and your neurological skills just decrease as you get ancient, okay? And Biden's old, all right? He's an old man. He's sort of a puppet. They're sort of, you know, propping him up on something with wheels and rolling his old ass out there. And then they're sort of like moving his hands around, his face around, and they've already told him what to say. And by they, I'm talking about the White House, everybody working in the White House, slash the radical left. Biden said Friday morning at a ceremony to sign a bill, "The bill I'm about to sign ends a difficult rail dispute and helps a nation avoid what, without a doubt, would have been an economic catastrophe at a very bad time in the calendar." Biden has repeatedly faced questions about his mental fitness for office, as polls have shown that majority of Americans are concerned about his mental well-being. Former White House physician Representative Ronnie Jackson, Republican, who served in a role under Obama and Trump's administration, said during an interview back in September that U.S. officials must explain to the American public what is going on with Biden's mental fitness for office. Quote, "You know, it's continued to get worse since he was a candidate, Joe Biden. When I first started talking about this, the American people have continued to have questions about a lot of his bizarre behaviors. This holding hands is one of them. The way he makes up stories. He repeatedly tells stories that everyone has documented are not true. That happens pretty frequently. He has emotional outbursts. He shuffles when he walks. He slurs when he speaks. He always looks frail and fragile. And I just think it's continued to get worse and worse." Yeah, that's what happens. As you age, you go through a decline. My dad just recently passed away in April of 91. But we watched this from the time he was probably about maybe 87, 86 or 87. It just started getting progressively worse until, you know, end of life. And now that the Democrats and mainstream media are starting to say we can't ignore this a whole lot longer, at some point or another, we're going to have to address this. We're going to have to explain to American people what's going on. It's remarkable, and it's remarkable that there's now rumors that maybe they're going to part the way and allow this man to run for office again. Are you mental? I mean, that seems utterly absurd. Now, I do believe that I do believe that Gavin Newsom is somebody that I've been vocal about the fact I think the Democrats are going to end up running him or maybe trying to get Joe Biden to step aside. I cannot imagine that they're going to do this for two reasons. Number one, Twitter and the Hunter Biden thing is only going to continue to steamroll. Okay, no longer do they have the Democratic Action PAC committee protecting them, known as Twitter. That's a powerful thing they no longer have at their disposal. I mean, Elon Musk has even the playing field on there. All right. And plus, you have a situation where I just cannot imagine Biden's mental and cognitive failures becomes an issue when it comes to national security. Okay. These leaders around the world, Xi Jinping, Vladimir Putin, these guys are alpha males. And when an old man gets old and you know his mental capacity starting to slip, he becomes prey. Okay? He becomes prey for the predator. And that makes our country look weaker when we've got a leader like that in office. So, you know, I thought this was funny. I thought it was a funny shot by Saturday Night Live. But it's still a very serious issue, too. And our country's the one that has to deal with it. So, anyway, like I said, I still think ultimately they're going to try to figure out Gavin Newsom. I do. Getting him in there, I don't want to see either one of them in the office. Obviously, I do think Trump is going to get the Republican nomination. And then we'll have to see what happens when it comes down to election time again. And you guys know what I mean. Week. My God, get out and vote. Also, get out and vote for Herschel Walker. I still try to figure out why so many more votes went to Kemp, but somehow Georgia voters, while standing in there to vote for Kemp, did not vote for Walker, and I don't get it. I truly do not. And worse yet, did you vote for Kemp and then somehow vote for Warnock? What? way to cancel your votes out. Peace. I'm out. Till next time.
Black and White Network supporters, make sure you go over and check out the Black and White Network merchandise store. 25% off USA First. 25% off USA First. Go now.